What's going on, sports world? It's your boy, RW Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. And it's about to go down. It's my time of the year. Favorite time of the year. NBA playoffs. 2023 NBA playoffs. Let's get this thing started. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the mighty, mighty Wild Wild West right now. Woo-hoo-hoo. Look at the matchups. Lakers, Grizzlies, Warriors, Kings, Suns, Clippers, Nuggets, Timberwolves. Nuggets, Timberwolves, Big Cat, Jokic, Jamal Murray, Anthony Edwards, Suns, Clippers. KD, Westbrook, Kawhi, Booker. Oh, I wish PG Paul George was playing this round. Oh, I wish he was. My goodness. Kings Warriors. Are you serious? The most anticipated first round playoff series that people been waiting to see for about the last 3 weeks. Curry, Clay, Draymond Green, De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis, Malik Monk, Coach of the Year, Mike Brown. Up. Now here we go now. Here we go. We got the masterpiece. 7 vs. 2. Grizzlies. Lakers. The Lake Show. Memphis. AD. LB. D'Angelo. Ja Morant. Jaren Jackson Jr. Oh, let's talk about it. Let's get started right now. Let's talk about the West. Wild Wild West. Here we go. My predictions, my picks, my show. Okay. Nuggets Timberwolves. You know what? If the Minnesota Timberwolves play a little bit more discipline, I'll take Minnesota. But the only reason I'm taking Denver this first round, because they got home court advantage. That's the only reason I'm taking. Because last year they got bounced early. The year before that they got bounced early. They got to make it to the Western Conference Finals. They got to. Before that start, they got to get past the Timberwolves. Mike Conley, Big Cat, Anthony Anderson. I'm sorry, Anthony Edwards. Ant-Man. They got to get through them first. I tell you what. It ain't going to be easy, but I like Denver in 6 games. That's right. I like Denver Nuggets in 6 games over Memphis. I'm sorry, over the Minnesota Timberwolves. 6 games. Suns, Clippers. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Hot scenario song, come on. Here we go. Clippers and Suns. Woo. If Paul George is playing. Oh, this series would be, oh, it'll go to 7 games if PG was playing. Now, in my opinion, Tyronn Lue is the best coach in the NBA. In my opinion. Yes, I said it. What'd you say? Excuse me? Yeah, I said it. Tyronn Lue is the best coach in the NBA. Bar none. In that series, I want to take the Phoenix Suns. You know why? Because they got the best player in the NBA when he's healthy. When healthy, Kevin Durant's the best player in the NBA. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Inside game, outside game, post-up game, mid-range, three-point shot. The man this year, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, correct me, what, 50% from the field, over 40% from the three-point line, and 90 from the free throw line? 50, 40, 90, A+, A+, A+. When healthy, KD is the best player in the NBA. He's healthy. I'm going with the Phoenix Suns because of Kevin Durant. If they didn't have Kevin Durant and the Clippers don't have Paul, they don't have Paul George, I'd have took the Clippers on this one easily. I'd have took the Clippers in five games. But since they got Kevin Durant in this series, who's the best player in the NBA when healthy, I'm going to Phoenix Suns. I'm going Phoenix Suns. You ready for this? Five games. Yeah, I said it. Five games. Only because Paul George is not there. That's the only reason why. That's the only. I love Kawhi Leonard. Love him. Love Ty Lue. They don't got Paul George. Eric Gordon and Powell, they don't get the job done against Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Durant. I'm going Phoenix. Kings Warriors. Here we go now. Here we go. This is right here. I'm going to tell y'all this now. This with the referees is going to get tricky. I'm telling you, watch this series closely. The referees is going to dictate this series. That's all I'm saying. Because the Golden State Warriors got the worst record going on the road. Their road record is horrible. And their guards cannot defend De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is a nightmare. De'Aaron Fox, coast to coast, left hand bandit, De'Aaron Fox. Sabonis, Matt Barnes. I'm sorry, not Matt Barnes. Please forgive me. Harrison Barnes. Sabonis. I'm going with Golden State, right? Because the referees is going to dictate this series. And when they dictate a certain way, you best believe Curry going to get the calls. You best believe Klay going to get them calls. This series right here, experience matters. You got a team that won four chips with two Hall of Fame players on that team, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Only two, not three, only two Hall of Famers on that team. Steph Curry, the greatest shooter ever seen, and Klay Thompson, to me, the best spot-up shooter in the NBA. Jordan Poole off the bench, Gary Payton's son's back, Wiggins is back. They got a good team. They well coached. They only got to get one in Sacramento. The first two games at Golden State, they get one in Sacramento, is a wrap, like a Christmas gift. I like the Warriors in this series. And you know what? I'm going to have the Warriors. I'm going to get the Kings two games. The Warriors win this game in six games. I like the Golden State Warriors in six. Now, here we go. Because the boy in Memphis talking dirty. Talking about he want to knock off the legacy. He want to knock off LeBron. I want to knock off the legacy. I want to say his name. Only thing I know, the boy went to Oregon. Only thing I know at the Oregon, when they play Oklahoma, Buddy Hield gave me 38 in the tournament game. That's all I'm saying. Cooked me for 38. You know, let me calm down. This is why I don't like certain players in sports. When you have somebody that think they're better than what he is, it's a problem. And then had the nerve to say, that I want them. LeBron, his legacy, I want to knock them all. Then he tried to clean up a little and say, you know, it's a test for us. So that's why I want to get them out of here quick. Brother, I ain't going to say a name. Brother, be careful what you wish for. Because you ain't going up just against LeBron James. You're going up against Anthony Davis, another Hall of Famer. When healthy, the second best big man in the game behind Joel Embiid, who's a league MVP in my eyes. Anthony Davis can give it to you. And which way do you want it? Like Tupac say, how you want it? AD can give it to you how you want it. Post-up game, elbow, mid-range. He can shoot foul shots, rebound, block. shoot a three once in a while, but Anthony Davis and LeBron James and their experience will beat the Memphis Grizzlies. You heard it from me first. Now, during the head-to-head matchup in the regular season, the Lakers played them three times. They won two and lost one. The game they lost, LeBron ain't play. The other two, LeBron played. Don't be shocked if the Lakers beat them in five games. It ain't going to seven. I'm going to let y'all know that it ain't going to seven. Don't be shocked if the Lakers beat this team in five games. Five. I'm going to give them six. You know, NBA want to stretch it out for TV, ratings, TNT, ESPN, NBA TV. They want to stretch it out for ABC. I get it. The Lakers, last game was Tuesday. It was off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's off 4 days. 4 days. They play Sunday, and I believe after that they play Tuesday or Wednesday. They're going to stretch this thing out. But I like the Lakers in this series and six games. And six. Six games. So after that, the second round, you got the Lakers versus Golden State. Second round matchup. Lakers and Golden State. I take Lakers in five games in that series. The Lakers will be Golden State in five games. Yes, I said it, five games. Since the trade deadline, the Lakers have the second best record in the NBA. They got the number one defense in the NBA. I'm going with the Lakers. They're long. They're athletic. They lead the league, go to the foul line after the trade deadline. They get to the foul line. They got two Hall of Famers, two top 10 players in the league. And Golden State don't got not one big man. Not one big man that can handle Anthony Davis. Now, so this difference is, this is the difference. When you got to play a team seven times, you get seven tries to beat them four times. It's hard. It's hard to match up like that. It's not like I play the Lakers Monday, we're going to see them again until next week or next month. You got to see them every other night. See, then the other players see your tendencies. They see what you do, how you want to move, what's your footwork, what spot of floor you want to shoot at. I think the Lakers will beat Golden State the next round. Five games. Big upset, five games. You know what? I'm going to say six. Lakers beat Golden State in six games. Right? So then check this out. After Denver beat the Timberwolves, you got the Clippers and the Suns. You got the Suns beating the Clippers. Now you got the Nuggets versus Phoenix. 1-4. This will get nasty and messed up for Denver. They ain't been out the second round. They ain't get to the third round since 2020. The bubble, they lost to the Lakers in six games. They got swept by Phoenix 1 year. Last year they lost to Golden State in five. First round. Phoenix versus Denver. I'm going with Phoenix easily. Easily. And Phoenix will beat Denver in five games. With no problem. With no hesitation. They will beat Denver in five games. Denver cannot match up with Phoenix. From the point guard, to the shooting guard, to the small forward, to the other wing players, their bench play. I like Phoenix over Denver. Jokic should have a problem with DeAndre Ayton. That's all I'm saying. DeAndre Ayton, 7 foot. He remind me of David Robinson. Lean, built tone. He remind me of David. Watch his game. He remind me of David Robinson. David just left-handed. David was a little bit more aggressive, but he remind me of David Robinson. So that second round matchup, I'm going with Phoenix over Denver. Right? Now check this out now. Conference finals. Phoenix and the leg show. That's my prediction. Phoenix and the leg show. Right? Conference finals. KD, LeBron, DeAndre Ayton, Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, Chris Paul, Monty Williams, coaching, Darvin Ham, coaches. Check this out. That series right there. I'm going to say this. I'm going to the Lakers in 7 games to beat the Phoenix Suns. And that's just my feeling. I think the Lakers got a chance to do this playoffs. Everybody got a chance. But I think the Lakers right now will come out the Western Conference and represent the Western Conference to play in the NBA Finals. Yeah, I said it. I'm the only one talking. Lakers over Phoenix in 7 games. 7 great games. That's my prediction for the West. The Lakers will be the representing the Western Conference in the NBA Finals. Now, let's go to the East, y'all. When the East is in the house, oh my gosh, danger. The East is in the house. Here we go. Now, you got 1 through 8. Bucks versus Heat. Cavs versus the Knicks. Sixers the Nets. Celtics and Hawks. Woo! All right, let's get this thing started. Bucks and the Heat. 1 versus 8. Milwaukee. 5 games. I give the Heat the 4th game when Milwaukee got 3-0. 5 games. Easily. They go to South Beach. They win game 3. You know, they get a little distracted. In game 4, the females in the stands, so they was out the night before. You know, just a little distraction. Miami win game 4. Milwaukee closes it out in 5 games. I like Milwaukee in 5 games. The Greek Freak, the second best player in the NBA. Easily. The reason I take Durant over Greek Freak, because of the jump shooting. That is it. Nobody's shooting like KD. If the Greek Freak had that as arsenal, oh my Lord, he'd be the MVP of the league 5 straight years. Easily. But I'm going with the Bucks. Drew Holiday, Middleton, Bobby Portis. The guy from Duke. I don't want to say his name. They coach good. But you got the second best player in the NBA. The Greek Freak. Too much for Miami. Miami's up. It was up and down this year. Topsy turvy. It was up and down. They had a scrap in. They had a scrap to beat the Bulls and the play-in. You know, up and down. I'm going Milwaukee. No brainer. Second round, here we go. Cavs and Knicks. 4 versus 5. Everybody talking about, oh, Donovan Mitchell, Cleveland this, Cleveland that. Listen, New York stand up. Where they say New York stand up. Empire State of Mind. I'm going to Knicks. I'm going to New York Knicks. Yeah, I said it. I know the Knicks blew the chance of Donovan Mitchell. He wanted to come home and play for the Knicks. They ain't want that. They drafted Brespin. I can't even pronounce his name. I ain't going to say it. You know the guy went to Dallas. Now he played for the Wizards. I ain't going front and try to say his name correctly and cleanly. Then Donovan wanted to go to the Knicks in the offseason. They said, nah, they signed Jalen Brunson. Everybody said, you a fool. Jalen Brunson's an all-star. Look at Jalen Brunson's numbers. He's got 100 million. Got him cheap, too, 100 mil. I'm going to the Knicks. Jalen Brunson. Crazy lefty. Matter of fact, the whole team is left-handed. They remind me, like, you're going to New Jersey. You can't make a left from New Jersey. You got to make a right. Go all around and make a left from New Jersey. I'm going with the Knicks. Led by Jalen Brunson. Right? Defense, Thibodeau. They got a good supporting cast. Got good shooters, 2 guard. Got a good 3. Got a good 4. They just know how to. They just play good together. And they play great defense. They play physical. So, I'm going to Knicks in six games to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. All right. Here we go. Battle 95. Battle I-95. Sixers and Nets. Let me tell you something. If this was last year, playoff matchup, or this is this year, and everybody stay together in Brooklyn, KD and Kyrie, first of all, this would be the Eastern Conference matchup, Eastern Conference Finals, not no first round matchup. But here we go. Now, how can I say this? You got the best, you got the MVP of the league in Joel Embiid. My vote, best big man in the game, hands down. You have a guy, when he came out of ASU, went to Oklahoma, he wasn't a point guard. He ain't really started playing point until he got to the Rockets. You got a guy to lead the league in assists. James Harden. Let me tell you something about James Harden. If they list James Harden as a point guard, which he's not, pure point guard. Because you know you're gonna be a point guard, you can be a pure point guard. He'd be the best pure point guard in the NBA. Now, to me, the best point guard, you know, I love Kyrie Irving, is Kyrie Irving. You know, but you know how y'all people out here tell me I need a pure point guard to give you 10 dimes and all that. James Harden, 11 assists a game, what, 22 points almost? James Harden's your purest point guard you're going to get in the NBA right now. Pure gold. I'm telling you this. Now, the key for the Sixers to keep advancing in the playoffs is Tobias Harris. It ain't Joel Embiid, superstar. It ain't James Harden, superstar Hall of Famer. It ain't Tyrese Maxey, future superstar who can ball out. Kentucky guard. But he do. Listen, I'm a Kentucky guard right here. Two guard. Besides Devin Booker, yeah, he that one. He that one. Maxey, Embiid, and James, that's the core. But Tobias Harris, 30-plus million a year, you got to step up, bro. You should average 25 a game in this series. I'm sorry. I'll give you 24 a game. I'm going to give you 25. You know why? It's four quarters. If you can't score 6 points a quarter, Tobias has something wrong with you. That's 24 points. I'm going to give you 25 because you get that extra point from the foul line or three. 25 points a game in this series, Tobias Harris. Seriously. The Sixers should go down to the city of Philadelphia, the streets department, and get their push brooms out. They should sweep their Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn should not get one game. They should not even sniff a competitive game. This should be a double-digit win every game. They should get swept. Four games. Get them push brooms out. Get them out. Start at Broad Street and clean it out of Brooklyn. Sweep them. So four-game sweep. Easily. Now, Celtics and the Hawks. Well. Here we go. I'm going Boston. I'm going JT. JB, Jalen Brown. Matthew Broderick. Boston's a good team. They ain't number two in the East for no reason. They got a good duo with Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown. They got a nice point guard in Matthew Broderick. They play physical. They're well coached. They play with each other. They know how to win. They've been to the finals last year. They came up short. But you see the growth in JT game. Jason Tatum. 6'9" deluxe. That's all I'm saying. 6'9" deluxe. Then his sidekick in JB, angry man. 6'7", 6'6", another deluxe. Al Horford, vet, not a play, not a win, savvy. He got a savvy point guard, Matthew Broderick. And they got big boy Robert Williams. Physical. Nobody want to be guarded. Don't want nobody guard. Nobody do not like to be guarded by Robert Williams. He's physical, nasty, wow. People don't want to be touched like that. Hawks stand no chance. They got Trae Young, Mr. Diva, Prima Donna. You know, want to start trouble in the front office. You got Nate McMillan fired. You got Lloyd fired. You want to come and shoot around. You want to do nothing. Listen, Trae Young, you on the trade locks, buddy. I'm sorry, you're on the trade blocks this summer. Seriously. You might have a different zip code next November when the season start. Y'all be glad. The fans of Atlanta should be glad or happy I'm saying this. I'm giving y'all one game. One game. Again, that's game three. When Boston up 3-0. Seriously. Oh, you know what? Boston might be up 2-0. Atlanta gonna win either game three or four. But Boston win that series in five games. In five games. Now here go the second round matchup. Here we go. Let's start with Sixers and Celtics. Let's start with history. Let's start from Wilt versus Russell. Huh? Havlicek, Billy Cunningham. Huh? Hal Greer, JoJo White. Huh? That was then. Chet Walker. Going up against Paul Silas and Tommy Heinsohn. That's the 60s. Let's talk about 70s. Dot Kane. Boston's on their way out. They won one with Dave Cowles and the crew. Now let's talk about the 80s. Here we go. Let's talk about the rivalry, the history of this thing. Doc, Moses, Charles, Cheeks, Tony, Bobby Jones, Ivan Roney, Clint Richardson, Reggie Jefferson. Clement Johnson. Please forgive me. Franklin Edwards. It go deep. That's the Sixers for you. Boston, Bird, Mikal, Parrish, DJ, Ainge, Joe Klein, Scott Wadman, Gary Sheestein, ML Carr, Cedric Maxwell. The history goes on and on and on. Quinn Buckner. We all get it. Casey Jones, Billy Cunningham. Chris Ford, Jimmy Lionel. Let's talk about it. Brad Stevenson's, Brett Brown. Now, for the last 5 years, this 2023, I believe if I'm wrong, since 2018, the Boston Celtics been the Sixers' kryptonite. The Sixers lost to the Celtics twice in the playoffs. Well, that year in 18, they should have beat Boston. They could have beat Boston. They should have beat Boston. Bad culture. But he's got tight in the fourth quarter with certain players. Then lost to Boston in the bubble. And now, here we go. Second round of playoffs. 3-2. Philly-Boston. The rivalry. The difference is this now. You got a different Embiid now. Right? You have a different James Harden. Tyrese Maxey. Right? You got the bench play. Moten, Milton, all them cats. You got Boston. You got JT, JB, Roger. Right? Robert Williams. Know what define this series? Now, none of the players I said. The bench. For the Sixers to beat the Celtics and move to the Eastern Conference Finals, it comes down to their bench play as well as coaching. Make the right adjustments, sub the right players, call the timeout at the right time of the game. It comes down to the bench play and coaching. The only starter that I'd be concerned about for the Sixers is Tobias Harris. That's the only one. And you know what? You got to get at least 12 points on P.J. Tucker. 12. You play good defense, we get that. We got to get 12 points on P.J. Tucker. You get 12 on P.J. Tucker, that's a blessing. He was giving that last year in Miami. That's a blessing. Get 12 on P.J. Tucker. I like the Sixers to beat Boston in the second round. You heard it from me. In 7 games. The Sixers will go to, it ain't the Garden no more. This is called TD Waterhouse Bank. The TD Garden, TD Center. They will go on Boston, whatever, and beat Boston. Like the Sixers had to do in 1982. When Andrew Tony went in there and got that nickname, the Boston Strangler, he lit up the Boston Garden. Man, they was smacking Andrew Tony in the mouth. He was bleeding at one point. Danny Ainge, Dennis Johnson, they had no, he was shooting their lights out. They smacked him in the nose. He was shooting one eye open, one was closed, nothing but the net. Andrew Tony, Hot Sox Converse, the Boston Strangler. Shut down the Garden in 82. To a point where the Boston fans were saying, beat LA, beat LA, because the Sixers played the Lakers in the next round of the finals. That's what the Sixers got to do. Go in that Garden, shut that thing down, which they can. Beat them in 7 games. Bucks and Knicks, second round. Bucks and Knicks. You know what? Let me tell you something. In 1983, the Sixers, Moses Malone, said 4-4-4. They went 4-5-4. See, back then, it wasn't no first round. Whoever had the best record in each conference had a first round bye, like football. Then they changed it next year later, right? It kind of reminded me of 83, because the Sixers, they ain't played Boston, right? But they played the Knicks. They played the Bucks that year. They swept Bernard King and the Bucks. They're getting ready to sweep Milwaukee. Lost them by one in game four and had forced a game five. And they swept my Lakers without James Worthy broke his leg in the Spurs series. Now, the Sixers, first round, knock off Brooklyn Nets, get them out the way. Second round, knock off the Celtics. And get ready to play either the Knicks or the Bucks. Oh, I wish, because I love Madison Square Garden. I love watching the games on TV. It's something about the Garden. Oh, I just love the Garden. Been there one time. You can smell a train. You can smell the L. Garden. Basketball, the Mecca. The bus got an arena in Milwaukee called the Mecca, too, back in the 80s. The difference between Milwaukee and the Knicks this year, is that Greek Freak, Bobby Portis, True Holiday, Chris Middleton. That whole team, they just good. They know how to win. And they're going to beat the Knicks in 5 games. The Milwaukee Bucks will beat the New York Knicks in the second round of 5 games. In a matchup that everybody been waiting to see, Giannis and Embiid. Sixers versus Bucks. 1-3. And to me, the Sixers match up Milwaukee great. When they play them, their mindset is clearer. It's like extra boost of confidence. And then when they play Boston, it's different when they play Boston. It's like a nervousness. Like I said, Boston is a kryptonite. I don't understand how they don't match up Boston, but they don't match up with them. It's a mind thing. It's a mental thing. But when they play Milwaukee, they match up Milwaukee. Milwaukee, the Sixers to Milwaukee is Milwaukee's kryptonite. Easily. Easily. I seen a comeback last couple months ago. Harden went to work and James and Embiid went to work. The Sixers will beat the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals in 6 games. 6 games. 6 games. My opinion. My show. RW4 Core Press Podcast. Right? Know what that leads us to now? The NBA Finals. History. History again. 1979-80 series. 1982 series. 1983 series. 2001 series, Now we got 2023 series. Sixers and Lakers. Nobody expect this. Nobody think the Lakers is going to be there and start off 2-10 the season first started. 2% chance making the playoffs. Now they in the finals. Going against the MVP of the league. The best big man in the game. Going against the second best big man in the game. And B versus AD. LeBron James Harden. Maxie. D'Angelo Russell. Oh my goodness. Darvin Ham versus Doc Rivers. Philly Lakers. BLA. BLA. Can y'all imagine that? I can see. I'm pitching it right now. It could happen. Sixers Lakers finals. My prediction. Sixers Lakers finals. 2023 finals. And you know who I got for that series? Huh? Let's see. Lakers beat them in 2001. Kobe and Shaq. They beat them in 82. Magic beat them in 80. Magic and Kareem. Six beat them in 83. So it's 3-1. Head-to-head matchups in the NBA Finals. It's going to be 4-1. 4-1. Lakers will beat the Sixers in the NBA Finals. And the Lakers will be the 2023 NBA champion. Unbelievable. And you know why that's going to happen? Because Doc Rivers will get outcoached by Darvin Ham. Take the superstars out. And B going to get his. AD going to get his. LeBron going to get his. Harden going to get his. Maxie will get his. Right? But it's going to come down to the bench and coaching. And from Doc Rivers' history, besides the 2008 Celtics, we had Hall of Famers. Hall of Famers. He beat the Lakers. Andrew Bynum was hurt. And Trevor Ariza was hurt. Andrew Bynum didn't play that finals. And Trevor Ariza didn't play that finals. Broke his hand. They took advantage. They did so they beat the Lakers in 6 games. Because the Lakers had injuries. That's the last title Boston had. The last time Doc Rivers won an NBA championship. Now check this out. Doc Rivers, in crucial moments, in games we've seen in the past, the Atlanta Hawks series years ago, Boston series years ago, he get out-coached. Out-coached. He don't know when to. I'm sorry. Excuse me. He do not know when to call timeout. When to call timeout. He do not know how to make the right substitutions. In-game decision making. He don't do that. And that's where I'm going to take Darvin Ham and my man Phil Handy and the Lakers of the coaching staff and experience to beat the Sixers. In 6 games. Not 7, 6. 6 games. That's who I got winning the NBA championship. Lakers over the Philadelphia 76ers. That's my prediction. My picks. Everybody might think I'm crazy. Oh, he don't know what he's talking about. He just talking to be talking. No. I think the Sixers will play the Lakers in the NBA Finals and come up short. That's all. That's all. That's what I think. That's what I think. That's my gut feeling this year. It's time for me to go. Thank you guys for tuning in, listening to me. Thank God for everything. Pay God first in your life. Everything is secondary. Your blessings will come. Believe me. RW4 Core Press Podcast is brought to you by Ella Wellness Massage. Ella Wellness Massage Studio. It's not a treat. It's a treatment. Take care of your body. Your body is your temple. Ella Wellness is located 1404 Main Road, Wynwood, PA, 19096. Also brought to you by RW4 Core Press Podcast. Also brought to you by Pearson Jeffrey Cigar and Coffee Lounge. When you smoke a Pearson Jeffrey cigar, you experience good living. Pearson Jeffrey cigars are produced with premium raw materials. transformed by old world processes to present the finest taste. And remember, with smoke in its purest form, all cigars are hand rolled by trained Cuban rollers. Jeffrey Pierce's Cigar Coffee Lounge, located 925 Providence Road, Secan, PA 19018. Peace and love.